Chambers of Commerce told us they were adopting GoGiver precepts as part of their professional code and giving copies of the book to their members to help their businesses become more successful. A fitness club challenged its staff to continually come up with creative improvements in the business based on the book's core principles. A legal firm reported using the book to help more effectively negotiate matrimonial disputes. The GoGiver started as a book, but soon became a movement. Our hero Joe struggled to gain an advantage in his business, some clout and leverage, as he put it, and his encounters with his mentor's counterintuitive principles describing how the world really works, the more you give, the more you have, seemed to strike a chord, and not only in the world of business. Before long, we were hearing from parents, teachers, pastors, and counselors who were using the book in their work and in their lives, too. A high school teacher in Indiana told us he was taking his school's senior class through the book because he found it better equipped them to do well in the world. He has done it with every graduating class since. An executive chef at an exclusive Houston country club started using it to train his management team to reach even higher levels of excellence and member satisfaction. A Lithuanian expat in London moved back to her homeland and started her own publishing company just so she could share the book with her compatriots in their own language.